So if you've been coming to the Beltwide for the last few years, you know that we usually have a presentation on the footprint calculator. This year we're analyzing resource and cost efficiencies in the Southern High Plains. My co-authors on this are Philip Johnson and Bill Robertson. I had to put Bill Robertson as my co-author because I stole his presentation that he presented several years ago and just kind of added to it. So I informed him of that yesterday. So the TAWC is a non-farm demonstration project located in the Southern High Plains, primarily in Hill and Floyd counties. It's expanded to 9 counties within the Southern High Plains, and those are shown there in the highlighted figure. The years of production that we have are from 2007 to 2016. So these are the dates that we have in the footprint calculator. We have 26 producers, 34 sites, about 200 different observations, field sizes ranging from 13 to 400 acres, various tillage practices and irrigation systems. So Field to Market is an organization that is focused on uniting the supply chain. And so they're focused on sustainable agricultural production, and they've created a product called the Footprint Calculator, which is a grower-oriented tool that is designed to allow producers to enter in their field-specific data and analyze their sustainability based on 7 metrics within the calculator. The Field to Market is made up of a lot of member companies, made up of brands, agribusinesses, retail centers. So you can see there's a huge variety of companies here. Cargill, World Wildlife Foundation. So there's a lot of powerful companies involved in Field to Market. The metrics that are analyzed in the calculator include land use, soil conservation, soil carbon, irrigation water use, energy use, greenhouse gas emissions, and a water quality index. They've created a new version of the footprint calculator this summer, and so they've also included a biodiversity index, but we won't be talking about that today. So Bill Robertson presented this several years ago using 2009 metric data across all of our TAWC sites, and one of the core principles of Field to Market is continuous improvement. And so we were asked to do this presentation again using updated data. And so I chose 2016 data to kind of compare with the 2009 data because we had similar growing conditions. We had roughly the same amount of precipitation and kind of the same distribution of rainfall. So it seemed like a good comparison. So here up top we have, so this is lint yield equivalent. This is the metric that's basically for land use. So here I've got seed yield. This is seed converted to lint based on the value of production. So I've got 2009 and 2016 data here. The producer numbers and field, the producer sites and field numbers are across the bottom. And so I highlighted the sites that were the same for each year. So we have some producers that have entered the project over time, some that have left the project, and some that have changed crop mix. So there's only a few here that are the same for both years. So in 2009, we had roughly the kind of the same distribution of yields, I think, since we had similar weather conditions. Some producers are making 4 bales of the acre and some are making just over, a bale. So there's a lot of variety there. Soil conservation index is represented by soil erosion and tons per acre. So the way these metrics are interpreted is you want a lower value. So you want less amount of soil erosion per acre. And so site 4 in 2009 had 7 tons per acre of soil erosion. And you can see that in 2016 they actually got a lot better, ranked 3rd there on the right. And site 11 had a lot of soil erosion for both years. Site 6 is kind of in the middle. So there's some improvement there and some that have not changed. Conservation efficiency is just lint yield divided by the tons of soil loss per in pounds per acre. So this is just the same order of sites. So you can see site 3 is the most efficient in terms of the amount of yield that was produced. In 2016, at Site 22 had a huge conservation efficiency there, but they also made about four bales to the acre that year. The soil carbon index is based on the soil conditioning index. Positive values represent conditions where soil carbon was predicted to increase. A zero means there was no change, and the negative values represent conditions where soil carbon is expected to decline. So in this scenario, we want to have positive values here. In 2009, Site 6 had positive values on some of the fields, and then negative values on the other, and pretty much everything else had negative soil carbon. In 2016, Site 22 and Site 4 did very, very well compared to where they were in 2009, so we did see some improvement there in those sites. Irrigation water use is the irrigation water applied in inches per acre. In 2016, we had, 2009, we had 25 acre inches of water applied as a max, and just over five as the minimum there. And then in 2016, set 11 applied 16 inches, and then the lowest I think was maybe about 7 inches. So again, there's a pretty good range there. And then here I have the site number, the producer number, the field number, and then the irrigation system there. So we've got center pivot systems with LIPA, LISA, MISA nozzles. We have subsurface drip and furrow irrigation. So, site 15 in 2009 applied the most water with a furrow irrigation system. In 2016, site 11 had subsurface drip. Irrigation efficiency is just the lint yield divided by the amount of water applied. In 2016, we had poor efficiency for site 11. Of course, that was the furrow system. 22 was not great. The most efficiency was site 3, but we didn't have that in 2016. And in 2016, site 11 again was very poor. We saw a lot of improvement in 22, and site 6 didn't really change much over time. Here we have energy use, which is measured in gallons of diesel equivalent. For 2009, of course, we want lower numbers are more preferred. So Site 9 did very well. Site 11 actually didn't do too bad, and Site 6 is kind of in the middle. And in 2016, Site 6 had a lot of energy use. Site 11 was kind of in the middle, and then we saw a lot of improvement on Site 4. Energy efficiency is the yield equivalent divided by the gallons of diesel equivalent. In 2009, again, Site 4 was not really good, but did make a big improvement in 2016. Site 6 again was kind of in the middle, and then did very poorly in 2016. Here we have greenhouse gas emissions, which is in pounds of CO2 equivalent. Site 4 again made some improvements. 23 made a little bit of improvement. Site 6 is kind of gotten worse over time. I shouldn't say worse. It's they used more had more greenhouse gases, but I wouldn't say worse. And then here's the efficiencies. Site 11 is very poor efficient with respect to greenhouse gases. Site 6 is kind of hasn't really changed a lot here. The scale is different. And when they came out with a new version of the footprint calculator, they changed the way some of those metrics are calculated. So I don't know that necessarily we can compare 2009 results to 2016 results because those scales have changed, and I think the calculations for those metrics have changed. So if we applied the new equation for calculating greenhouse gas efficiency in 2009, that probably would change those values. Here we looked at total variable cost per acre. Site 22 had a pretty high variable cost. Site with maybe $800 per acre, and it kind of goes in 2009 to about $300 an acre. In 2016, Site 11 had the most expense. They applied the most amount of water. So they had about $1,500 per acre in variable expenses there. So here's the total cost efficiency, kind of all over the place, but this is the table that's really going to kind of bring all of this together. In 2009, so I've highlighted the sites that were the same from 2009 again to 2016. So we have site 6 ranked second in overall resource efficiency, second in 5th and 8th. And then site 9, 22, and 11 were kind of down at the bottom. And if we look at those values for 2016, we see a lot of improvement in site 22 and 4. Site 6 has kind of stayed the same over time. And then site 9 and 11 were kind of towards the bottom in 2009 and kind of remained that way in 2011. And so what we're seeing here is the reason why site 4 and 22 improved so much, site 4 switched from conventional tillage to strip till. So that increased their conservation efficiency. So they don't have as much soil erosion. Therefore, they're increasing their soil carbon. Their soil health is getting better. And they're not using as much energy because they're not using as many tillage practices. So that increases the metrics across the board. And then in site 22, they switched to doing cover crops, and so that made a big difference as well. Site 6 and site 9 were kind of the same. Of course, you have the same producers using the same management practices, and some of them are just have poor natural resource endowments. So site 11 had poor soil quality, so they're going to have a very poor conservation efficiency. They're going to have poor soil health because of that. They're probably going to have to add more fertilizer, so that's going to increase their greenhouse gases. And because they're adding more fertilizer, that's going to increase their energy use. So the results here are not necessarily not showing improvement in our producers. Our TWC producers are very innovative, and they are constantly adopting new technologies. They are adopting best management practices. It's just not shown in the footprint calculator metrics. Which I think is an important takeaway, and it's kind of one of the downsides, I think, to using the calculator. But we did want to see if we could demonstrate continuous improvement across our TWC sites, and I think that we can see by in some sites by changing a few of their management practices, we did see some overall positive results in the metrics. So that's pretty much all I had for you today. Do you have any questions about the calculator or some of these results? It's pretty straightforward.